6-0, Breckenridge leads. 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Quarterback keeper Anderson leaps across, and he's stopped at the 49-yard line by number 45. Garrett Fitzgerald stopped him in his tracks after a one-yard gain. Third down, and we'll call it 7 for Harbor Beach at their own 49.
That's where you got to trust your quarterback to make a good decision. And I don't think keeping it there was a good decision, because as soon as he kept the ball for himself, he had to leap a guy that was already in front of him laying on the ground. So I don't know if those are predetermined or if they trust Anderson enough to make that decision, but unfortunately there, that goes for very little gain, probably none, and now a third down and medium for Harbor Beach coming up.
Need to get to the 44-yard line. Low snap, handoff to Devin Puff through the middle, dragging his defender across midfield to the 48-yard line. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. Tackle made by Grant Gillis, senior for Breckenridge, short of the first down. Fourth down and 4. Do you go for it or punt him and pin Breckenridge deep?
When they pinned Breckenridge deep in the first half and Harbor Beach had no momentum, I told you I'd go for it. I'd be hypocritical to tell you that I would go for it here as well. I mean, your offense is finally showing signs of life, and I think you just got to go with your instinct. To me, I'm running a read option myself right into this defense, and I'm trusting that Anderson is either going to read the holes correctly and either give it to Puff or keep it himself if need be. You got to make a play here. You have points.
Looks like they're going for it. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Anderson in the shotgun. Both Devins on either side. And we have whistles. This can be a delay of game against Harbor Beach, as looks like they're going for the hard count there. And this will be a 5-yard penalty against the Pirates on a delay of game. And it pushes them back from a 4th-and-3 to a 4th-and-8 into Harbor Beach territory again at the 48-yard line.
Well, that makes my decision a lot easier, because now I'm punting it away. That's how big that 5-yard penalty is. It's a game changer. You get that first down, you silence this Breckenridge crowd and really take the game into your own hands. Now you give away 5 yards, you almost have to punt it away and trust that your defense is going to continue to do what they've done all game long.
8:23 left in the third quarter. 4th-and-8, Harbor Beach now in the punt formation out of the shotgun. And it's a low punt, and it rolls at the 30, rolls at the 20, bounces at the 15, and out of bounds at the, looks like about the 13-yard line, maybe the 14, where they're going to mark it out. 1st-and-10 for Breckenridge at their own 14-yard line.
Another nice punt by Michael Anderson. He has done that extremely well, and it's very difficult to do because you catch it in the shotgun formation because you want that defense to at least think about the fact that you might go for it there. So he catches it, turns to his right, and just drops it and kicks it off the side of his foot. And it doesn't get more than about 8 feet off the ground and on a line. And that ball just flips and knuckles its way all the way down the field, right up the sideline. I don't know how he does that, before it creeps out of bounds at the 14-yard line. So they win the field position battle early, right out of the gate.
And off right at the middle is Hunter Collins, and Harbor Beach is there to meet him at the 15-yard line. It's going to be about a gain of 1.5 yards. When all's said and done, number 54, that'd be Anthony Schweitzer on the stop. 2nd down and 9 to go for the Breckenridge Huskies.
Breckenridge not utilizing that jet sweep motion at all on that play. Just a read option between quarterback and running back, where they try to attack the teeth of the defense, and that defensive line of Harbor Beach answers the call. Anthony Schweitzer really quietly having a nice game for Harbor Beach. Big sack at the end of the first half. So they're asking him as a senior to do a lot more in this game as well. Well, he's answered the call.
4 to the left, 1 to the right. Empty set for Staling. It's a screen over to the left side. It's brought in by Collins. There should be a hold there. Nothing called, and they have the first down. Down the sideline, enforced out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Actually, they're going to push him beyond that. And this official now puts him out of the 38-yard line. A big, big conversion on 2nd and 9, now 1st and 10 from their own 40 or 38-yard line.
The side-to-side running game, the vertical, the jet sweeps and stuff has not worked. The vertical passing has not worked. But this time they throw 4 receivers to the left, kind of tease a screen pass. They throw it over to Wozluski, and he takes advantage. And Wozluski got away with the hold. It's unfortunately for us, it was right in front of us, pretty blatant to see that Finkel was held quite easily. But nonetheless, a big play here for Breckenridge.
Man in motion to the far sideline. That's Lucas Ebright, and he's going to be stopped. Fumbles loose, and it looks like Harbor Beach has it. Harbor Beach has it, but they're going to say, oh, of course, they're going to say he was down by contact at the 38-yard line for no gain. So they're going to say it's going to be still Breckenridge ball, 2nd down and 10 from their own 38-yard line. What other way can the refs give this one to Breckenridge?
Well, I tell you what, they have allowed these piles to be pushed as long as any team is possibly allowed pushing and shoving. They've allowed all types of things, but all of a sudden, that time there, a nice play by, I believe, Devin Puff to punch that out from behind, and they're going to rule him down on an obvious recovery by Harbor Beach. I disagree with that as well, Clark. I know it's close, but I didn't think that one was all that close. That was a great defensive play by Harbor Beach. Nonetheless, you got to stay in it, got to keep digging. They do get him for a no gain on the play.
6:40 left in the third quarter, 6-0 Breckenridge. Option to the left to number 21, Hunter Collins. Has the seam, has the first down into Harbor Beach territory, and stepped out of bounds. No, they say he's still in, and he gets forced out of bounds way into Harbor Beach territory at the 27-yard line. Looked like he stepped out to me. I saw white paint at the 40-yard line, but they're going to say deep into Harbor Beach territory. This is outrageous.
Well, this official here on the near sideline was 30
yards. He's the problem all day.
He's the 30 yards behind the play. He can't see it. And so they're going to let the play go. And I thought Harbor Beach made a really nice play to push him out of bounds. Yes, it was a first down, clearly, but they're going to give him an extra 20 yards or so on that tightrope run. And now all of a sudden, Breckenridge here is really starting to move the ball.
Knocking on the door for the second time. 6:09 left in this third quarter. First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 27-yard line. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the left side. Counter Staley gets out across the 25, down to the 24. A gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by linebacker Devin Fingle for Harbor Beach. Second down and 7.
Quarterback keeps it. They run to the left. They run the read option to the left with the pitch out option. In case they need it, the quarterback doesn't keep it or doesn't pitch that out there, keeps it himself, and just takes what's given to him, a couple, maybe 3 yards on first down for Breckenridge.
Second and 7, maybe even second and 6, according to the spot of the 23-yard line of Harbor Beach. Receiver one to the left, one to the right. Staley in the pistol, has behind him Hunter Collins at running back. It's rolling to the right, option to the right side. Good blocking to the outside. Collins has a lead blocker down inside the 10, enforced out of bounds at about the 6-yard line by Mason Yon. They're going to mark him down at the 7. It's a new set of downs, first and goal for Breckenridge.
You're starting to see some better blocking on the outside, Clark. They're really, Harbor Beach defenders were shedding those blocks early in the first half. And most of the time, when those runs to the outside, they were trying to find space that wasn't there. And similar to the touchdown runs that Collins had, that time the blocking was good. They sealed the outside, and he was able to get to the sideline. Fortunately, Jan was able to come over and prevent the touchdown, but Breckenridge really starting to find ways to move the ball now.
First and goal from the 6-yard line of Harbor Beach, working off the right hash. Receiver wide each way, and that kind of looks similar to that Laker double wing offense. Now receiver wide to the right to join Valier, and it's going to be handoff right at the middle to Collins. Gets inside the 5, down to about the 2-yard line for a gain of 3. Number 7, Devin Puff on the stop. Second down and goal from the 2-yard line.
A lot of running room there. Those defensive linemen are starting to get moved to the side as they are used to these side-to-side plays, and when they attack the middle, those defensive linemen were not there, and Devin Puff prevented a touchdown on that play, upending the running back short of the goal line.
5:05 left in the third quarter, 6-0 Breckenridge. Knocking on Harbor Beach's door at the 2-yard line, second and goal to go. Keeping it tight, everyone inside the tackles. It should have been a false start, and there it is, finally. Flags fly out of the backfield as there was about 3 different snaps on that one. And this will push Breckenridge back to the 7-yard line, a 5-yard penalty, false start against the Huskies.
Clear miscommunication by Breckenridge. Not sure if everyone was in the right spot, but there was motion everywhere. There was offensive linemen flinching early, and sadly it took 2 or 3 different flinches of people moving at the same time before you finally seen a delayed call on Breckenridge there. That's going to cost him 5, but it's still 4 down territory for Breckenridge. Harbor Beach's defense is going to have to stand tall here. They have 3 plays to not allow 7 yards total.
Second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line now. 2 wide each way. Staley in the pistol. Collins behind him. Reach straighten things out on defense. It's going to be quarterback option to the left. Pitches it out to Valier. Valier finds it, and he steps out of bounds at the 4-yard line. And it's going to be a gain of about maybe a hard-fought 3 yards. And they might even put him down at the 5, about the 4.5-yard line. Third down and goal from the 4.5.
Good coverage there by Harbor Beach. That's a tough play to defend. They had the whole far side of the field to work with, and that's good defensive stop there as your momentum. You see the quarterback plant, look at his running back, and pitch it, and you're the guy guarding the quarterback. You do a great job of following that pitch, getting to the sideline, and the guy who has Valier Ebright there, stood him up, made him stop, and the guy that was covering the quarterback come in to make sure he went out of bounds. Really good couple coverage there on the outside
trips
by Harvey
to the right,
Beach.
Wildcat formation. It's going to be number